Hey, what's up? This is Kevin from Kevin's Barbecue Joints, and welcome to episode 18 of the Kevin's Barbecue Joints podcast. This one's near and dear to my heart because it's Kevin Bledsoe from Bledsoe's Barbecue in Compton. That location's not open anymore, but they do have a location. Him and James Starr and Jason Bernstein opened up Bledsoe's Bar and Q, which is on La Brea near Melrose. Awesome spot, a great place to see games, get barbecue, the drinks are awesome, it's a cool vibe. He also has a place in Melbourne, Australia, in a casino there. We talk about that. We talk about his history growing up in Corsicana, Texas, and then coming out to Compton. We talk about his Compton restaurant. We talk about the LA barbecue scene. Of course, get into his new projects and what he's doing. He now lives in Texas almost 100% full time. We talk about this great place that he gets ribs in Texas, which is very, very cool. Nice. Just all around, he's one of the best people in barbecue. You're going to love this interview. Please do all the things you do for podcasts. Rate this. Subscribe. Shoot me an email. Let me know what you think. I do have a YouTube version of this at youtube.com/Kevin's BBQ Joints. Enjoy this. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Kev.
So you are in Texas right now? Where are you at?
Yes,
Texas?
Sir. I am out here in the country. You want to see?
I would love to. Oh, man.
Got my baby right there. Just had a storm, so this deck is all messed up. So I got to blow it out today.
So where in Texas are you exactly?
Corsicana, Texas.
Corsicana?
Yeah, about 80 miles outside of Dallas.
How far away is that from where you grew up?
That's where I'm at. I'm in the same town that from Corsicana where my granny was from.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, excellent.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is where I learned it all at.
So let's go back because a lot of people probably don't know your background. Did you have a restaurant at all in Texas, or did you cook for?
No, my granny had a little stand when I was a kid, and I would come out here and work with her every summer, from the time I was like 8 years old, you know.
Okay.
And work with her in the summertime, so that's where I learned how to, you know, learned all my barbecue secrets from her, and. By the time I was 12, I was the only one that she trusted to cook her brisket.
Ah.
And I could cook her brisket just like her at 12 years old. So, you know.
That's a feat.
I really enjoyed the summers down here. So, especially coming from L.A., you know. So,
were you born in L.A.?
I was born in L.A., yeah. Okay. I was born in L.A. and spent all my summers in Corsicana in Texas.
I see. Okay.
Born and raised in Compton.
So, and then were you doing some catering when you turned 18, 19, 20? Is that what kind of started the whole business?
Yeah, well, when I was in college, I would cook in the dorms for folks, you know what I mean? And then what got me going when I was working for, you know, after I graduated, when I was working for corrections.
Okay.
And I would cater then, you know, barbecue for folks and all that. And, that's when I realized they was really digging on the queue, you know, early in the game. So, you know, I always kept a smoker with me no matter where I lived, and, you know, I always just honed on my skills. And before you know it, like I say, the catering took off and everybody was saying you need to get a restaurant, and that's how we got going, you know.
What year was that when you started the restaurant?
2008, the Compton location, yeah.
And then how quickly did people jump on and were interested in coming in?
I mean, within a year, we was already being called some of the best barbecue around. I mean, you know, it was just right. It was the timing was perfect here because, you know, the foodie era was just starting. Yelp was just starting. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Food was getting big and, you know, we had a product that everybody liked and it was just perfect timing, you know.
I think so then I wonder if it was 2008 or 2009 when I first came out there.
I think you might have been 2009. You might have been 2008, Kev, because you was early. I just remember you were early in the game and, I know we had lost contact for some years, and I always wondered what you was doing, but you was early in the game, and you just came in, and you were so straight up about everything,
yeah.
You know what I mean, the places that you've been. So as soon as you walked in and gave me your, you know, I said, oh, this dude got street cred. He's been to more barbecue places than I have. So, and then, you know, I mean, like I said, you're not, what I like about you, you're not going to BS nobody on their food. And if you like it, you like it. If you don't, you'll say, you know, you had better, you had this or whatever. And I appreciate that.
I was excited. It was definitely, once I started hearing rumblings about you, I had to get out there and I was just so excited.
Yeah.
And you overly impressed me. And it was also, I loved your setup, how you could eat.
Yeah.
Ate in that back line, like that back area. That was just, it was a cool vibe. And, and you were doing a lot of catering, right, out of that restaurant?
Oh, yeah, a lot of, like I said, the Compton location is missed tremendously right now. But, you know, like I said, a lot of politics involved with that and a lot of stuff. Like I said, I just didn't want to, you know, I felt like the people didn't deserve it, and I don't want to really be caught up, and I really don't want to go in depth about it. But
no.
I mean, I get hits every single day about the Compton location, but they trying to get me to do something down here. I said I might do something down here once a month, be a little destination. I'm trying to work it out. You know?
That would be pretty cool.
you
get people coming out. You get definitely.
Oh yeah. Just one, and I just say once a month because I don't want to be down here and before you know it, I'm working as hard as I was working when I was in L.A. So, you know, but once a month, I can probably do something. No, kind of like Snows. You know, Snows do it once a week.
Hey.
I said I might do it once a month out here. When I'm here, like I say, during the downtime, you know, come from like January to August, I'm moving around still a whole lot. But from August to right now, it's pretty mellow for me. So, you know.
Yeah, you're so busy. So when did Jason and the guys come over to you with the idea for the La Brea location?
It was about 2010. I met Noah first. Noah was working for LA Weekly, yeah. And he did a story, and the story went off real good. And you know, Noah and Big Game James and Jason and Mark, you know, they big time foodies. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they were just loving the food. And like I said, I like anybody who goes to different barbecue restaurants, like you, goes on the tour and really has had good barbecue.
So you get a chance. Yeah, that's important.
Yeah, because unless you had good barbecue, you can't compare our barbecue
not
to nothing.
All.
And then that's the whole thing, too. Like I said, everybody don't like our barbecue, you know. But the whole thing is you like what you like. And I always say, as long as you like good barbecue, I'm cool with it.
Uh-huh.
I mean, not really like, I'm just saying, not everybody, I'm saying everybody has their preference.
Of course. And I can't, I hate it when people look down on people who like, or look down on the interest in a certain barbecue place when that could be their home barbecue spot or their style that they love.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. And that was it with them. So Jason and them came in and James and them, they had been all over and they just, they fell in love with the barbecue. And like I said, it was a lot of people who wanted to do work with me. But like I said, I mean, I was dealing with these, I'm not going to say their name, but these guys was big time. And but they said the wrong thing to me when they said, yeah, man, you got a whole lot of years of work ahead of you. And I saw, nah. And what I like about James and Noah and Jason, they're younger, but they're hungry, you know. And I would tell anybody, I'm 52 years old. So, you know, I just want to be the overseer now.
Well, and they had Golden State Bar. They knew what they were doing.
Yeah.
The restaurateur.
Yeah. Yeah, oh yeah, and they do good with it.
Oh
so,
yeah,
and they have a few more restaurants now, but like I say, Blood Souls is far in between the number one in their restaurant.
Oh, group, without a doubt,
yeah.
And you do some special events there too now, right? Don't you?
Oh yeah, we got one. That's what I'll be there in December, and we're gonna be planning something soon, probably for March and I believe March, May. In July, we got some events coming up there.
And those are with you there, which is nice. People get a chance to meet you.
Yeah, we did the oxtails, and we had the other one, and when we smoked the geese and the...
Like all different, the fowls, right? All the different types of meat.
Yeah, the fowls. Yeah, the feast of fowls or whatever.
Feast of fowls, yes, exactly.
Yeah, that went over
really cool.
Did you make that one, Kevin?
I couldn't make it. I was so depressed. I was so upset.
Okay, yeah.
I wanted to.
It went over good. So we got a couple events coming up. I'll keep you up on them.
And then so then how did the Australia, can you tell us a little bit about the Australia connection?
The Australia was almost the same way. The guy, Peter, he's the vice president down there because we're in the Crown Resort Casino in Australia, the biggest Crown Resorts are the biggest thing in in Melbourne and Sydney and Perth. And so Peter wanted to cool. And when I say cool, I mean cool, just mellow, had came out before and had the barbecue when he was in L.A. So he went back and barbecue's getting pretty big in Melbourne. So he was like, told the president, the president told him, hey, we need to, I want a barbecue restaurant in the casino. And so the guy was like, okay, I got a spot, you know, this and that, you know, outside of L.A. So the president was like, oh, nah, I want something authentic, you know. So Peter was like, okay, well, let's just go do the tour, and then we'll go to Compton, too. So they went and did the tour, Texas, Memphis, Kansas City, and the Carolinas. And, you know, they had a couple of places that they liked. And then he said, okay, when they got ready to go, he said, we're going to fly to L.A. and go to Blood Souls. So he brought the guys, and they came to Blood Souls. And they ate the food and just fell in love. So he said, the president was like, why'd you have me go to all these other spots? He said, because you didn't know what your palate was, you know?
Yeah.
And like I said, I took that as a major, because like I said, I got a lot of places I respect, you know, legendary places
oh,
that's
yeah.
been open for 40, 50 years, you know? And so they came in, they liked the food and everything else. Hey, we went out there, we trained the guys, they came out here and trained, and right now they're doing great down there.
What are you serving over at that location?
Same thing. I mean, they got their own little menu, you know, French fries and all that stuff that they like out there. But we got everything we got there. We got brisket, shoulder, ribs, links, you know. That was the hardest thing there was the meat.
Yeah, I remember you telling me something about that.
Yeah, remember I told you we did a whole hog one time, and it wasn't no damn fat on the hog. You know, I said, damn, what y'all hogs do, run marathons out here? So the first few months, he was just finding the right butchers and the right people. I mean, the ribs were so skinny. No type of fat marbling, the brisket, no type of fat. So that was the biggest thing at first. And then the wood, you know, the wood. They have totally different woods than we have. So we had to find the right flavor profiles for the wood and all that. So we was over there the first year about three or four times that first year getting it together. But they're doing real good now. They're exceeding the numbers that they where they're supposed to be, and they're doing good.
How many years is up and open now?
It'll be 2 years, I think. It'll be 2 years this year. Either two or three. I'm not even sure. Okay, either two or three. I think it's two this year.
At least, yeah. I think it's at least two in my head.
I think it is. I don't even have an anniversary no more.
Huh. So what was it like when they said we want to open up a restaurant and a casino in Melbourne? What was that? What went through your head? Was that shocking?
I mean, I was like, how are you going to do it? But then I just looked at Vegas, how they got, you know, had Salt Lick in Vegas and all that.
Uh-huh.
So I figured it'll be something like that. But they opened up, I don't know if you looked at it online. The space is beautiful, man.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
Is a tremendous, I mean, we got two big old hickory smokers back there on the inside. The smoke room is incredible. And like I said, the product tastes totally different than here because of the wood.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still it's a hell of a product. You know,
yeah.
And then they come out here, but it's the same thing. They cook it exactly the same way, but it's just the wood.
Oh yeah.
You know,
uh-huh.
But the Americans come in and fall in love with it. You know, so.
Well, and that's great for tourism. That's great.
That's
pretty. That's just. Really...
And they got a lot of hip hop. They do a lot of concerts there. So, like Lil Easy, anytime somebody there from LA, they got to go buy Blood Cells and show some love. So you know.
I think I've seen some tweets from people just shocked. They're like, "Oh, I can't believe it!"
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. And barbecue is getting huge. In fact, I'm going and I'll be there for Super Bowl weekend because I'm a special guest at the big barbecue festival that they have down there. But this barbecue is getting huge over there, Kev. Oh, you got to go, man.
Oh, I have to go. I'll be interviewing a couple guys. Do you know Jess Pryles, Hardcore Carnivore? She has. She's based in Austin, but she set up the Australasian Barbecue Festival with some other people. She lives in Austin, but she was explaining too the whole Australia and New Zealand scene. It's giant. It's growing.
Yeah, they have huge barbecue festivals and it's pretty big over there, kid. It's real big over there. So what's
a day like for you now? Because I know when you were in Compton, you were busy all the time.
Well, now, like I say, now we got a couple of shows that we're working on. I'm working on some things with a couple of networks and stuff.
Just
like I said, this is the downtime now. You know, mm-hmm. I'm gonna smoke a few turkeys for Thanksgiving and the family's coming up for Thanksgiving. I'm gonna hang out with them. But mostly just you know, a lot of online things that we're working on, a lot of they're gonna be filming some things right out here.
Really?
I'm just sitting on the deck smoking and stuff like that. So
nice.
You know, we got a lot of things in the mix. You know, we got a couple of meetings in Compton about eventually, what are we going to do there as far as coming back, you know, but...
Do you think that's something that could happen? Is that...
I mean, it can happen, but like I said, I'm just going to have the right people because I just don't have... Being from Compton, I would have to be there most of the
uh-huh.
time, and I don't have the energy right now to do it.
You know?
I don't have the energy to go back in and start doing 100-hour work weeks again,
I
did when we... I mean, because like I said, when people come at me about opening up a restaurant or how'd you get started... That's what I tell them first. Well, if you're not willing to work 100 hours a week and you know, make sure you got the best product out there and, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you have to be able to oversee it and you have to be able to be, you have to know what it's like at 1 o'clock, you have to know what it's like at 10 o'clock, you have to know.
Yes. And if you don't have that, and because like I said, we had Old Hickories there too, and a lot of people get Old Hickory and think they're not supposed to work those pits. You still have to work those. Now, believe me, it takes a lot. It's a lot less than what you have to do on some of these old pits that I got. But you still have to. When I train a pit master, Kev, I train them first on the old pits. You know, just like DJing, I DJ. You know, I used to DJ, but DJing is so easy now because they can do it computers. But when I would train my son to DJ, I still train him on the old ones and twos on the turntable. Mm-hmm. Because when you learn on when you learn how to DJ on the turntables, or you learn how to smoke on the old barrels, you know, the old smokers, then you really can appreciate when you get your old hickory or something like that.
When you have that really base, you have that solid foundation.
Yeah.
That you need.
Cause sometimes electricity go out, you know.
Yeah.
And you gotta. You know, I know some restaurants if something happened and that old hickory not working, they can't open up. You know, so you gotta know what to fall back on. So you know.
Do you think that LA will ever allow offset smokers?
What's that?
Like the barrel smokers? Do you think? Because right now you can't use an offset smoker in Los Angeles, in LA County at least.
I didn't even know that. I know we can use it in Compton. We had the offsets, remember, outside?
Yeah.
We had the offsets out there, you know. We had three of them out there. We had two old hickories and three offsets.
But because it's the Wild Wild West over there or something.
Probably so, maybe so. But we had them out there. So I'm not sure. I thought I seen somebody in LA with it inside with the old smoker inside. I'm not sure.
They were trying. A lot of people, I think, are trying. They want, because that's something that Austin has, and that, even Austin had some issues at one point. They were trying to stop that. City Council was or something. That's crazy. Okay. Do you go out to eat at barbecue places around there at all? Or?
Oh yeah, they got a couple of good ones out here in Corsicana. Smoking Guns. My boy Barry down here at Brick Street, right at the end of the highway. But they got this little market gas station about the Aggie store, about 5 minutes from me, right out here on 287. Little lady works in there. And I swear, she smoked some of the damn best ribs on Friday I ever tasted. And it's called the Aggie Store. And I'm serious. Them some of the best ribs I have ever tasted.
Okay.
You know. And she just smokes on Friday. And she just smokes with, she got a big smoker out there. And they just smoke with pecan wood.
How long has she been doing it?
She said she smokes every Friday for about 10 years, I guess.
For her.
And she got a good product. You know, real nice tender ribs. Because I went there before once and tried them. They was kind of tough. But like I said, I can eat a rib that's tough. And realize they might have been rushed, but I can taste it and know where they was going with it. You know what I mean? And so I went back again, and it was perfect. Yeah. You know, it was. I mean, just a real good, tender, smoked, good looking rib. So I tell her all the time, I'm real impressed. You
know? Does she know who you are at all?
She found out, and that kind of messed it up a little bit. that she had seen me on TV on something. I said, was it America's Most Wanted? And she said, no, but she was scared to ask me. Because she said, I didn't want to ask because I don't want people, you know, they say everybody look alike. I said, nah. And she said, that's me. I said, yeah, that was me. But since then, because I would go there like on, they got like a little fire thing in there, like a little fireplace. And you can go in there on a cold day and drink your coffee and read your paper. I just like that life.
That's
you know?
Yeah, that's the ideal. That's the perfect
You
life.
Know what I mean? Uh-huh. You know? And just like today, you know, I got a neighbor who's bringing me a brisket today to smoke for him tomorrow. And he was like, I don't want it. I said, man, bring it. I mean, give me something to do. I'll smoke it. You know what I mean? So I'm going to smoke his. I've been doing the butcher paper thing, too, man. I done fell in love with the butcher paper.
Oh,
you know,
really?
I'm an old foil boy. You know what I mean? So I've been doing the peach butcher paper and loving it. So I'm going to smoke his brisket up early. I like getting up early and smoking. And they're bringing one of my pits is going to be put on a trailer, and they're bringing it down here. Well, I'm gonna bring it down here first of the year, and I'd probably do a little catering on the side and stuff, and then like I say, maybe do the once a month thing out here, you know. Okay.
All right, well it's, you know what, you've always had a smile on your face and you're always jovial, but it seems like there's like a sense of, I don't know, not relief, but like a calmness to you that's different right now.
It is, man. I am so calm now, man. I mean, and like I say, I'm people say, do you miss it? And I tell them, it's damn fine.
Okay, that's okay.
I tell them all the time, I miss people, but I just don't miss the day-to-day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And because like I said, I got pretty sick, you know, that September. And then, like I said, because, you know, we went through a lot of things with the city. And not really, and I don't want to say the city, because the city always had my back, the mayor, all them had my back. But we just went through some things that we shouldn't have had to go through.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it was my fault that I didn't say nothing or blow the whistle at the time, but I just took it as, you know what, it's just time to step back and take a break. You know, you still love what you're doing, but Compton just became too much of a job.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And we paying for And some and don't get me wrong, the city has a bad rep. It's nowhere near as bad as
not at all
what people say. And you've been there, Kev. Oh, yeah. But you know, we done paid for so many damn funerals and caskets, and that stuff just gets overwhelming after a while.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I just wanted to, and I had this property, and I just wanted to get away for a while. You know. So you know.
Did you build a home there, or did you already have a home there?
No, I had a home here for. I bought it about 5 years.
Cool. Well, thank you for the time. I appreciate it.
I got to get a picture of you, kid. Okay, when you coming out of here, man?
I'm hoping to come. I was hoping to come early December, but it'll probably be January. You going to be around in January?
Just let me know when you're coming. I'll let you know. I know I'll be gone for Super Bowl. That's February, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably around the end of January. But anytime you coming down, just let me know. We'll hook up.
I want to see you for sure. I miss you, and thank you for the time. And, gosh, it's so great to see you.
You too, Kev. I'll see you soon, man.
You take care, Kevin.